You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line, as we are on most Wednesdays, by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at what's been happening. Uncle David, good evening. Lovely to catch up as always. Gold price coming back down, platinum price holding steady. But all in all, it seems all of the rage is Asian equity markets, in particular Chinese equity markets. They had a really good day, and that spurred on our own industrial sector as well locally.
Yeah, a lot of people believe that that market is grossly undervalued now and that we will see some kind of a comeback, particularly after, you know, the release of their new AI, DeepSeek. So more of that's going to happen. And Apple overnight, I think, announced a deal with Alibaba where they're going to bring AI onto the phone. So Jimmy, I think there are a number of investors who are now believing that China is at a low and it's time to get in. So on the other hand, there's still a lot of skeptics who are concerned about the nature of, you know, of China, authoritarian oversight and so on. But, you know, you can't deny that it's cheap. You know, it is. It's very cheap. And we've seen some big gains. But I think Alibaba's up over 30% this year.
So, Uncle David,
we waiting for the commodity market. You know, that's the worry on our side. But generally, Jimmy, we've done well. I mean, you know, markets against the news, which we can talk about. You know, interest rates in the inflation in the US kind of edging up, and that caused a little bit of a few ructions. But I think generally markets are very, very steady.
Uncle David, when we look at the China story, how much of the China story or the China undervaluation is now being fueled by the added element of volatility that is President Trump? We know his policies and his executive orders. I think he signed more executive orders than he's done anything else since taking office. And that has clearly had an effect on markets. I mean, the imports, the tariffs, all of that has created volatility in the markets. Are some market participants saying, you know what, China doesn't look so bad now?
I think we've got through all of this pretty easily. And I think what the market's saying is that Trump's bark is worse than his bite, and that he won't really follow through on a lot of these things. So we're still waiting to hear, you know, more about the 25% on steel and aluminium, how this works, who it works, which countries and so on. So I think markets are just looking through all of this and carrying on, putting their heads down. You know, as results are coming down, we're coming to the end of the fourth quarterly reports, and there have been incredibly good numbers coming out of the U.S., and the markets are responding. You know, some very big gains, even in technology. So I think, you know, markets kind of looking ahead and basically ignoring what Trump is doing, believing that it might be short term and eventually it'll just work its way out.
You bring up the point around the CPI, and of course at the moment I believe Fed Chair Jerome Powell testified recently as well about an hour or so ago, but you bring up the CPI number, and headline CPI doesn't look so bad in the US, ticking up ever so slightly, but core CPI seemingly year on year, that's a bit of a worry, from 3.1 or up to 3.3% now. We always knew the inflation picture was going to be sticky. We always knew it was never going to come down and not kind of have these sorts of movements. Is this enough to concern the central bank, or is it just a moderation of saying everything is relatively under control?
Exactly. You put it right. You know, that's what Powell is saying. I think the belief is that this uptick is probably seasonal. It will adjust as we go on. And I watched the market. I got nervous when I saw the headline numbers coming through. I mean, the headlines coming through, you know, core and headline inflation. I got worried. Oh, no, here we go again. You know, another knock in the market. And yet the market's down slightly. The there's no major panic, no major sell-off in the U.S. market. Some of the top tech stocks are under a bit of pressure. Outside of that, there's some big gains. You know, there's some huge gains on in the U.S. market. So, yeah, you know, I think they said, okay, we better panic a little. You know, just that's what we do. But I mean, overall, the markets are if I look now as I talk to you, the Nasdaq's only down 0.5%. The S&P down just over 0.5%, which is not dramatic given the headlines. Bonds did tick up. You know, we've seen the 10-year bond tick up about 10, 11 points, which is quite a major move. But broadly, I expected more of a reaction. So, and look at our market. You know, we were up today as well. We were down a little bit on the commodity side, but the industrial side, very, very strong. So, and you can see buying, you know, you can sense that money is going into the market. So I'm happy. And I'm saying, okay, this is the worst news, fine.
Uncle David, do you think part of the market responses to things like inflation prints and all of that comes from a bit of exhaustion? We've gone through so much and markets have just been trying to price in so much that at this point, 10 basis points this way or that way, really just the market's like, you know what, it could have been worse, it wasn't worse, let's just move on kind of thing. Do you think a lot of it is
absolutely right,
having gone through so much?
Dead right. You know, I think we are exhausted, and I mean, you know, you are, even with Trump, you're exhausted already, 2 weeks in the job or however many is in 2-3 weeks, and every day is something else. You know, eventually say, listen, I can't process all of this, I can't digest it. Just let me focus on a few things. We look at the corporate results, some very good numbers coming out there. And the same thing on inflation, you know, to try and second guess decimal points becomes impossible. So you're right. I think the markets are, if you listen to Powell yesterday, I think he gave the message. The U.S. economy is very strong. The housing market strong, the labor market, you know, the housing market steady, labor market steady, U.S. economy in good shape. And I think that's the fundamental, you know, that's giving the market the fundamental support. So these little movements either way, traders take advantage. But overall, you know, there's no need to panic.
Certainly sounds like we are going back to basics and going back to the things that we know, especially from a market perspective, to say these are the old things that are tried and tested. They haven't let us down in the past, and perhaps that could be a bit of a reset from a market perspective. When we look at the Rand, that also has kind of gone through quite a bit as well. There was initially quite a bit of volatility, but when we saw some of the proposed sanctions or measures from Trump, the Rand very quickly said, nope, we're going to hold our ground. We're not going to be stressed out by a temporary kind of situation. And you're seeing that still kind of play out. Granted, I suppose the Rand is waiting for our speech next week, which is going to be a very important one.
That's going to have no importance. No.
None.
Nothing's new. No. You're not going to hear anything new. You know, it'll be a two-pager. So I don't – it won't – and the poor old newspapers, you know, they're all going to have to try and fill up pages and pages of nothing really to say. And I think already most of it's in the market. But you're right, you know, with the news that came out over the week, everybody thought that the Rand would go 90. Forget it. It's 18.50. The 10-year bond is, I don't know, somewhere around 10.5 with inflation 5. Still remains a very, very attractive area to go into. You know, it's and credit to Reserve Bank, credit to Treasury. They're keeping things very steady. So I'm with you. I don't think I think the Rand is showing quite a lot of strength at 18.50 now. It's going to follow the dollar, you know, and the dollar was stronger today. So all we need is some kind of burst, you know, against the dollar, a run in the market, some good inflation numbers coming through, and you know, we'll make big improvements. But for the meantime, I think things are very, very steady and you can sleep at night.
I, for one, enjoy sleeping peacefully at night. We're certainly going to catch up next week after that budget speech takes place, because I definitely want to get your thoughts around what has been said. But we'll leave the conversation there for now. Thanks as always, Uncle David. Lovely catching up with you. David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth on market movements, market sentiment, and the fact that we can all sleep at night for once.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.